The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
You don't have kids, you don't have any problems, I guess. Is that the case? The double E, just for you. My name is Frank Cotolo, man whose name adorns the title of the show. Plenty to talk about tonight, plenty to listen to tonight. That's right, the third man, the vegetable man, the godfather of internet radio. Across the board, I am the Lord of Sound. And tonight, against all the sports that everyone wants to, I don't care, I'm here. Wake up, it's night. From Ice Cap to Ice Cat, from Hamlet to City, from Othello and into every bordello. Buonasera e benvenuto ad un'altra radio diffusion unica de Chronicles di Cotolo. Il contenuto di questo programma non è stato alterato in nessun modo, figura o forma. Se cosa state accostalando la video diffusione, sarà c'è di generata porce i radio diffusioni sopra il World Wide Web. Così vogliati si andono indietro, sono preparato per prendere le note per riempire i vostri liquidi coprai prisoi. Ah, per essere sempre di la notte in vostra testa ed è sempre giovedì. In qualche luogo nel mondo. Svegli! Esso immoto! That final phrase is wake up, it's night. And the whole thing was Italian, my friend. Well, I don't know. I'm Chinese, you know? My name is Frank Cotolo, a man whose name adorns the title of the show. That was for all my Italian friends, because I recently heard that over there in Italy, where my bloodline goes many centuries back to the Romans. I have people listening to me and people figuring out how they can assassinate me through the internet. I just go to put me in the dark web forever. My name is Frank Cotolo. I'm the man whose name adorns Svegli esso e notte. Wake up, it's night. It is night. It's never been darker. In fact, as we go into our show, which we hope, you know, I really got to apologize for doing, because I have to take responsibility. I've told you a million times, if not a thousand, that I don't have any people running controls or doing things here. So when something goes wrong, and we know how much has gone wrong over the past month and a half or 2 months. But last week, I thought that was just a wonderful show. We talked about stuff that no one will ever hear again. If you were lucky enough to hear this thing live or to record it while it was on, you're going to be one of the only people to have it. Because when came time to end the show, stop the recording and the show, because the show recording stops when the show stops, what happened was this. I pressed the correct button, but all the data went bye-bye. Those zeros and ones, how persnickety they can be at times. I don't know what happened. It's the Gold Wave program, it's the brand new one. What would that be by now? Because as you know, we were off a couple of weeks, so they were playing repeats because we had a bad crash. There's no such thing as a good crash. We had one of those crashes where the whole hard drive went boom. Too bad there's not a warning sign. You had to wait until you hear the sound. Boom. And of course, that was the end of that. And that meant, oh boy, you know what happens? Even if you have marvelous backup support, like I do with Carbonite, and I'm still getting files back from there. That's my fault, though, because of time it takes to do this stuff. The point I'm trying to make here, if there is a point at all, is that you lose, always lose something. And then you take a step up. Now, I have never heard until we've refurbished our digital hardware and software. I'd never heard about a solid-state hard disk. And this is one of those things about, you know, the digital world. I don't keep up with what's happening. I don't take 5 minutes out of my day or night and go, let me see what's happening in the digital world today. Let me look. Let me check it out. Let me see if just a new. So I don't, there's so much I don't know about things that are just coming out now, things that are being upgraded. And you know how quickly this stuff, it's like regeneration. It's like a star. I think like starfish. Starfish has five legs, does it? One, two, three, five legs. And they grow their legs back. Now they're, you know, it's not like a lot of, some animals, a lot of animals, insects. I don't really know. I'm not going to do the scientific thing, the animalistic thing. But I don't look at the updates, what's going on every day, what's changing, what have you. So when the guy is at the computer store, let's call him Joe. No. Let's call him what I always call somebody. I don't want to mention their real name when I write something. Let's call him Delaney. So Delaney says to me, I can get you. And now this is the voice I have for Delaney. Now, if you ask me the story tomorrow, I'll have another voice. Delaney says, I get you a solid state hard disk. They're faster. They don't get dirty and heat up so much. And they're really fast. Solid state. You know, the last time I heard solid state in relationship to equipment was, well, you know, when they got rid of transistors and then they just did, what did they do? They got rid of analog, changed to solid state at one point. That's what they called it, solid state. Everything, I believe that meant everything was in one, everything you needed in this particular machine was collected inside the walls back in the front, the case of this thing. So I said, really, a solid state? You're going to get me a solid state? At first I act like I know what I'm talking about. Really? Really, a solid state, Delaney? Yeah. Isn't that, his voice changed already. And I said, okay, get me a solid state. There, I think it might have been $10 more. I really don't know. It didn't matter at that point. Well, why get another one? Why get it, let's see, what's the, give me the, hey, take your thesaurus out. What's the opposite of solid it was a good one word. I don't know. The commingled? I gotta come in, don't you have any commingled states for like, you know, cheaper or, separate states? They're separate states, maybe solid. Liquid! It would be liquid! That's right! Hey, you got any liquid state hard drives? It wouldn't be a hard drive, it was a liquid state. So I got one, and now I have one. But that, so that means, as I told you, getting all my files back is one thing, but you know, when you do something like that, you don't get your programs on. I think you can pay extra to have your programs backed. I guess the installers, what have you. But luckily for me, I had good records. And I had my Gold Wave ID. And what do they call it? Key mode? Mode key? I forgot already. Let me see my... I can't believe I said I'm going to say this. Let me see my office rental card. Rental? Once a year? You know, it's actually good because it's cheaper. And let's face it, it's not going to ruin what files you have there, but you might not be around. But I think it's cheaper over the long run. Well, not over the long run. Well, you don't know, really, do you? Because you could buy one. Okay, office thing. It's called Key. It's a key something. Product key, of course. And so I did what I always do and always remember doing once I got my Gold Star back. I hit record, and by golly, I even tested it before we went on the air, which is rare for me because I usually fly by the seat of my pants. So I tried that, and it worked. So then what I did was I record the show like I would always do while I'm doing it live here. Me, Frankie Tolo, the man's name adorns the title of the show. So I do it, and then what happens? And then it's time to stop it, and I stop it. And there's no mark lines and things. Where'd it go? Where did it go? The whole file, 2 hours and 4 minutes, bing, gone. My fault. I'm sorry you'll never hear that show. I will once again, maybe. Well, anyway, you know, it doesn't, forget it. You know, first I feel bad, but, you know, I don't feel bad about the fact that whoever didn't listen doesn't get to hear it. If you go to the archives, juicedtalk.com, that's not my problem because I've been doing this since 1825 or whatever it was, since World War III, too. World War Z. I've been doing this for so long that I don't even know. There's so many shows, so many things to listen to, and, you know, if you miss one, you do it. But every once in a while, I like one. I don't listen to these. You listen to these. And, of course, there are great stations out there playing this, playing the recorded. If they don't have the file of the show I'm doing, like right now, which if you're listening live, of course, you'll hear the same thing if you listen to it on another station as they play it. But by the same token, what does that mean? Same token. Okay, so that's all well and done. My apologies, I don't have it. It's gone. I will talk about the John Malkovich item that we went the whole show with 2, 4, 6, 8. So it's preposition time. Next, let's just move on because I got lots of things to talk about this time around, and I know it's going, this will be available like anyone can. Well, I know who cares. The other stations care because they have to have, as I said, the recorded version. So go for it. I am the godfather of internet radio, the bard of broadcasting. I am the third man, the vegetable man. And here we go again. This is an old school show. No guests, but we're supposed to have a guest next week. Jeremy and Hannah will be here. You go, oh, Jeremy and Hannah, okay? These are comedians out there in Los Angeles. Jeremy, you must remember a couple of years back, was co-hosting my show here and there, Jeremy Long. And Hannah Pilkus, I hope I said that right, because I didn't have it in front of me. Why don't people just have names like, well, I shouldn't complain, right? Because people call me all sorts of different things. How do you say that? C-O-T-O-T-O-K-A-L-K-A-L-K-A-L-K-A-L-M-A-N? Anyway, that should be fun. That'll be fun. We'll be talking about comedy and what's going on out there in L.A. Still cooking out there. Things change constantly. And that's what we mean. What else did I say I was going to do? Nothing. I'm going to sell some books later. I want you to go out there and get some books. Cotolo books. All right. We'll give you the lowdown on that again later. I do a little... And I won't be talking. Would you like a translation of what I said? Huh? No, you don't want it. All I can say is this. Svegre, esso inote! broadcasting over the world wide web. Did you notice I didn't? I should have said Mundo de Rebo Webo. I don't know how to say it. Worldwide. Ringo Longo. That would be it. It would be World Mundo. Mundo Longo Webo. That's Italian for World Wide Web. That's my Italian. I was, wow, what a week. I know. You know, when I get busy, I get busy. And it's amazing because people say to me, I wish I had your life. You know, you get up when you want. You do this. Oh, here's this. You do this, you do that. And then, yeah, well, you know, life is busy. No matter what you do, you get busy. I'll tell you about the books later. I just want to make a note here. I don't want to talk about the books. Still putting this, all the books. But here we are. Go to CatoloChronicles.blogspot.com. You'll find out all the other stations running the show. I hope they're all still live and cooking. I don't get a chance to monitor or look for everyone, but I know places like True Talk Radio were on twice a day on weekdays. No excuse. No excuse. Dinner with Catolo and late nights with Catolo. Get out the bottle of wine or Johnny Walker. And there'll be stuff that will... Then you can, you know, you can hear it all. I promised to do a couple of things on the promo for this show, and of course, the promo for this show runs again as a Facebook Frank Catolo. So that's my name. There is a Catolo Chronicles page. I keep forgetting about that, and so does everyone apparently, because it's not a lot of followers. And after all these years, that's the story. That's why I'm going to go into podcasts later. I'm going to pick up one of these. I'm going to tell you about what's happening. The podcast world has changed so much. We'll go back and talk about that. And will we do that? Yes. And we'll, is that what we're going to, basically what we're going to do? I don't know. I have a number of things here. I'll tell you a few things that I think, a few disturbing things, not about necessarily me. I'm fine. Thank you. As I drive around this great country of ours, I notice something that I am shocked. When I watch various TV shows or news things or movies, not on, you know, when they have, where they show commercials and public relations things. Public relations. What did I mean? I meant PR. What did I mean? Service, public relations. I notice more and more don't text and drive spots. Some of them are very disturbing. And I think that's a good idea to make them disturbing. Because you want to scare the bejesus out of anyone who thinks they're going to do it. Okay, so you got the commercials, which people see, and, you know, mothers and fathers see, and they go to their kids, give me that phone, you know, or whatever. You don't want people to be texting. Even the phone, and the phone thing, talking on the phone, because some people can hook, you can hook up your phone to your radio or something now, or certain cars that just have, Bluetooths or saber-tooths or something. You click it in there, and then you can talk on the... on there, you can do that too. But I'm driving around, driving on my automobile in my 1998 Nissan Pathfinder, which I'm assured will die 11 months from now. Wow, it's an old car. I won't stray. I'm driving around and I'm noticing this, and this is disconcerting to me. Frank Catolo, a man whose name adorns the title of the show here, Catolo Chronicles. I'll tell you what's disconcerting. And, you know, I want to shake these people, and they're not only kids. As I said, you know, parents are saying, hey, you know, watch that way. Don't you do that. And, of course, now there are laws of certain states. Cops see you texting. And some places, I think like New York, the state, all of it, you can get a big ticket for talking on the phone while you're in the car. So the phone, these are distractions, but texting is a major distraction. Of course, we know. Now, there aren't, as far as I know, I don't know the statistics of people hurt or dead due to texting. I don't know. I don't have those statistics. I'm not going to look them up right now either. I want you to do that. Get your Cotolo Chronicles notebook out. If you don't have one, get one. It could be a spiral, or it could be, of course, a mead or knockoff mead. Not because I make anything for that in terms of money, but because they're the best. And when something's the best, I'll just tell you. You know, this isn't one of those podcasts brought to you by a major network who pays Frank Cotolo, who pioneered internet radio. Got that in, didn't I? What is so disconcerting, Frank? You're going, will you get to the point? If you listen here and we're on for 2 hours, this is old school. I'm going to be talking for 2 hours. We're not even going to break to go to the, I don't know. Well, no, we're not going to break to go to the bathroom or get more coffee. I was smart this week. I brought water because without guests, even if I have coffee, I think coffee's a diuretic. And I think it makes you thirsty. It's radio, friends. So you have to hear the sounds, right? If I'm drinking in a movie, you see me. I lift the bottle to my lips and I go. On radio, I have to make the sounds. It's a plastic, plastic, and I do this. What's so disconcerting? I'm driving around and I stop for a red light, or I pass somebody because they're going a little too slow. And, you know, people are, I can't tell you, and I am telling you right now, I just don't have an exact number. The volume of, volume the right word? Let's just say the number of people who are texting and on their phones while they're driving astounds me. Considering the commercials, not a commercial, that's not a commercial. The public service announcements on radio, I'm sure they have them. I don't know. I enjoy it, but you know, and people just telling you, say, don't text and drive, don't phone and drive, don't phone and text, don't text, all that. I'm sure that everyone is aware of it. But here's what happens, I think. It's just way too many. I'm telling you, way too many people still texting. But here's the, not only kids, okay? And they, how young can they be anyway? They got to drive a car, okay? So they got to be whatever they have to be, age in that particular state or province or country or wherever you might be located. These are adults, and if you're driving, you should be and will be considered an adult, okay? So why are you texting? And here's what happens. I think that people, it's not because of rushed. It's not time. It's not like, I got to tell this person I'm going to be there in 5 minutes. I'm on my way. Maybe I'm late. That's the voice, even not the women. I think that's the guy doing it. And the older, then people who are just driving, they're on the phone. What happens is people are in the moment, and driving becomes one of those things that becomes so automatic in a way that two things happen. You know, you never realize when you have an accident, even if you're paying complete attention. That doesn't mean you can't. It could mean you'll avoid an accident, but you could be headed for one. And, of course, you can still have one no matter how much you're paying attention. So what happens is people drive along, maybe I'll just text Arnold and tell him I'll be there. Hello, Arnold. If you're not doing that by feel, and maybe this is what they should do. Maybe they should come up with kind of Braille keyboards it still wouldn't be safe. I'm still not condoning the texting and driving. But, you know, I'm out there and I'm seeing, I'm going, what's with these people? Don't they know I'm out there too? I'm not texting. I'm not on the phone. I could be killed or injured or mortally wounded. I would fit into both categories, wouldn't it? I don't like that. I don't want that. Now, what am I going to do? Honk a horn? That just throw them, like, distract them even more. You know? Hey, yo! And as you say, like, well, you know, maybe you just see them, Frank, when they stop for the light and they stop for the light and then they're texting. It's still, you shouldn't do that. Still, but I got to tell you, I'm talking about cars in motion and you just can't do it. Even talking on the phone is dangerous and you're looking ahead. You're looking. The crickets are here. Hear them? Let's see if you can hear them. I know you can hear the white noise around. I don't know. Because I have my headphones on, and of course that brings the sound significantly closer to my brain, through my ears. I don't believe it. I just do not believe there are so many people still texting and on the phone, using their hand. Certainly I drive with one hand. So did the guy who killed Richard Kimball's wife. Certainly I do, but I don't know. It concerns me now, because think about this. I have to watch what all the cars are doing, just like you do. This isn't just on my shoulders. If you're driving, you have to do it too. And you got to look everywhere. Here's my father. Here's another thing from my father. And you know, those of you who have listened know that Ralph is always here with me, always giving me advice one way or another. And it took me way too long in my life to understand his limited talents for expressing himself. But I get it, and I got it as time went on. But my father used to say to me, this was this thing about driving. What about driving? And back then, remember, there's no phone. There's no text. It's tough enough to talk to somebody in the passenger seat or in the back. And if someone's in the back, oh, they had good acoustics though in those old Chevys and Oldsmobiles. Especially if it was winter, you had the windows closed. Here's what my father used to say. You gotta have a million eyes. A million, maybe it was, he might have said thousand. Let's use thousand. I think because he said that. So when you're driving, driving is what? When you're driving, you gotta have 1,000 eyes. 1,000 eyes. And this is without doing anything but paying attention to the road, the signs, the light, the go, stop. Well, yield, turn, my 1,000 eyes. And watching to make sure no one else is screwing up so that they injure or kill you. If you've never been in an accident, you must listen to those who have. Don't text and drive. And I can't believe I'm doing this much on it, but I didn't intend to make this a public service. But I'm tired of this. I don't want to be a victim of somebody who's texting an emoticon to their friend or saying I love you when they could see them in 10 minutes or just saw them and then said it, or writing things like see you later, capital C, capital U, L, number 8, R. Okay? I don't want to be the victim of that. Just like I don't want to be a victim of, and I was a victim once of somebody who's inebriated driving a car. You don't want any, that's, it's bad enough. Gotta have 1,000 eyes. 1,000 eyes. The night has 1,000. My father could have sang that too. The night has 1,000 eyes. And the night has, that's my father. This is Ralph Cotolo's version. And the night has 1,000 eyes if you're driving south or north or west. Cause the night has 1,000 eyes. Gotta have 1,000 eyes, my friends. That's all I'm gonna say about that. I'm shocked. I'm just shocked. I just thought all this stuff was getting to these people. Have you noticed on YouTube, anyone, that you're getting local ads now, local ads. When you play a song or you a video, you know, a song, you play a song, but it's got a video to it because it's YouTube. Sometimes it's just like one picture, but you know, if you, whatever you play on YouTube, have you noticed when you get ads, because you get ads for Wonder Bread, and I don't know if it's Wonder Bread, everything, you know, but they're national things mostly. I saw things that you, because you know, it's a global world now, regardless of what some people want to do and how many walls they build around any country, state, or city. It's a global world, and you got the, and you got the key to all the globe's locations right in your hands. Or beyond the YouTube, I like to say it, because it's just wrong. And I like to say the wrong things like that. And you play something and you don't get it right away. I don't know how they decide where the ads are located on which videos, but I'm noticing that there's local ads. Now, I'm not talking about my local grocery store or the local auto guy who fixes your car or something like that. But I noticed this, and maybe they do have those, and maybe you can buy those for limited areas. Maybe they got to be cheaper, right, if you wanted to do an ad. So I'm seeing, because it's in the United States, it's election time coming up, and there's local ads. Local. By local, I mean maybe state. State. Candidate ads. I didn't even realize till there's one guy who I don't like his face. I'm not gonna mention his name, but like anyone, like it matters. But you know, and you always know that an ad, any ad that has to do, political ad, with a candidate, anyone. See here, there's the cricket. Here. I trapped a spider before and I didn't let him out. You know, you gotta watch out for spiders, but, cause you know, they crawl into machines and stuff. Oh, you got a solid state hard drive, they won't, but you know, I don't want them, jumping on me. But they're good because they kill the flies and the things that come in. Anyway. The local ad, you'll always know that the ad is for the other candidate if the first picture you see is a bad picture of a guy or a girl or a woman, or right? You see a picture that's shaded or that's through a filter, or it's just they caught a picture of this guy or woman or gal with a front, you know, with a weird face. You know, and you know, well, this ad's for the other one. This ad's for the other candidate, for his or her opponent, because they'd have good pictures. Hi, I'm Ken Marble. Yeah, right? And it's, so he's, and at the end is, hi, I'm Ken Marble, and I'm running for the Congress. And if you elect me, and I'm knowing, I'm looking for your vote. I'm trying to make this up as I go along, okay? And if I get your vote, I promise I'll come to your house with pies and free gifts. So please, vote for me, Ken Marble. And his picture will be beautiful, Ken Marble's picture. And sometimes they just say things like, well, aside from, I'm Ken Marble, and I approve this message. They should have the other guy, they should have a voice of the other, of their opponent, right? Let's say Ken Marble is running against Rob Stanford. And he has to, I'm Rob Stanford, and I disapprove this notice. Hi, I'm Ken Marble. Mark Stanford's, I forget his name, or he marks it, it doesn't matter. But local ads. I wonder how local it's going to become. I wonder about that. Something else I wanted to just mention there about that. This afternoon, was I getting ready for dinner? And I don't know what I was doing. I'm all over the place. I got a list of the lists of things I have to do. And then daily, the deadlines stay the same. Cause I'm a writer and I write things and I got deadlines. And the deadlines stay the same. But the composition of the day's tasks and chores change. I gotta go here and I gotta go there. That happens and this happens and that happens. Do you know how long? No, you don't. But I'm gonna tell you, it took me month. Okay, I wasn't really paying attention to my hair, but it was getting long and longer and longer. And I kept saying, "Ah, the heck, I don't have to, you know, I have to appear in public. And if I do, it's not important to groom. So I'll just wear my holy pants and whatever." But I didn't. It took me so long to get the, get a moment of 15 minutes to go see my hair cutter. And then my barber, what does she do? I think I told you about her. She goes off and gets pregnant, and then she's got to have babies. Well, one, again, she has babies. She didn't have twins or anything. She has a baby. And then I had to wait, and I don't want it. And then then it's pushed back. And well, you know, and then one day I just go, you know what? I could go there. I'll run down there today. I just couldn't take it anymore. And I went and I got a wonderful haircut by someone new who was there. But, Kara, my usual barber, is doing well. For those of you who want to know, she had the baby and she's doing well. And we'll eventually see her, but now it's going to take another month. My point here is that, you know, to get that haircut, I had to squeeze that in because the cosmetics of my day, are always changing. They're bright, they're not bright, and the volume is, it's loud, it's not loud. And I have things to do. I was telling my friends, the Bills and I, go to we'll have a little coffee klatch every Tuesday afternoon. I take, this is only recent. I said Tuesday from like 12:30 to maybe 2:30, what have you, you know, whatever, 2 hours tops. Me and the Bills, or the Bills and I should say, get together. And one of those Bills, by the way, is Bill Bostic, who, if you go to YouTube and you check out Cotolo Chronicles or me or whatever it's called there, he's the guy who directed and put together and edited and put together a number of those Cotolo Chronicles videos that we did. And yes, we're trying to find time to do some more. How did we ever do those? I don't know how I ever got anything done, because it just seems like there's so much to do. And, you know, there was a time I actually had an office outside of this compound and I had to work. I don't usually say this much about me, but this, I think, is something I'm relating to you and you and you and you and you. Maybe I should take a drink here. Oh! And then that. You see? Accident. See? I couldn't be more focused. I wasn't focused at all. My coffee. It's not that hot, but it's hot as hell, black as hell, and, wait, black as hell? Do I have to have this in front of me after all these? What is it? Here. It's, Svegle esso e notte. Wake up. It's night. It is night. So my point was, doing all this stuff? Oh, yes, because this was all coming down to the fact that for some reason or another, once in a while, put the TV on. I have an upstairs office, downstairs. I'm upstairs with my laptop, and I'm doing this, that, and the other thing while I'm putting food, or I don't know, whatever I'm doing. And there's a movie comes on, and I don't know if you've ever seen this movie. I don't know if you've ever read this book, but there's a book by a woman named Pearl Buck, and I don't know if Pearl Buck ever wrote another book. A Buck book. Was there another Buck book? Well, I know I made fun of that in a couple of wonderful, if I may say so. No, thank you for those people who do send accolades to me for my 148.ca/Frank little blogs. They're quick, they're funny, and it's, you know, it's a bright, it puts a little light in your day. But anyway, Pearl Buck wrote a book which became a classic. And boy, this is, you know, all I have left in my life is to write one book that becomes a classic. While I'm alive? While I'm alive? You know how I said that? While I'm alive? It would be nice. And I don't like the word nice, but it would be good. Speaking of good, that's the name of this book. The Good Earth. Pearl Buck. Many of you may have heard about it. I am shocked that this book was never made into another movie. In other words, it was never remade, and I might be wrong. I just think I would have caught it if it was remade. But this is the 1934 version or something? I don't know, 1930-something. You know that But this is what happened. It's black and white. And it's really, you get an idea now to see movies like this now really, emphasizes the history of culture in our country. For instance, the two people were movie stars, two movie stars in this movie, an adaptation of the book of the Good Earth, which takes place entirely in China. And Chinese Revolution, they go my way back, you know, way back. And the man who is Chinese, I don't know the character's name or I can't remember. Anyway, he is played by an actor who was very big at the time, Paul Muni. And the wife, his wife, is played by, these are both American actors, mind you, is played by Louise Rainer, who I believe won an Academy Award for this part. The Good Earth is a wonderful movie. But again, this is the stars. Now, there are Orientals in this movie. I mean, actual Orientals. Paul Muni and his wife play Chinese people. And they look considerably different no matter how they made them look Chinese. They're not Chinese. They're not Oriental at all. But they, so they did their best, Hollywood, but that's what Hollywood did. And Hollywood still does that, of course. In some, and that's been a controversy here and there. Because, you know, there are actors now, of different denominations. Does denomination work in that races? So this movie, there are a number of movies, and someday I'm going to just make a list. I keep saying that. I've probably been saying that for I don't know how long. I'll start right now. How about that? I'll put The Good Earth on here. I'll make a list of movies and talk about them in their, not in the film critique type of discussion to people. Monologue, whatever. You're listening. I know you're talking back. And I'll talk about these movies, which are, can always watch them. I mean, from any given part, when they're on. The Good Earth is one of them. It's a wonderful book if you get a chance to read it, and you can. I mean, if you get a chance to read it, means go read it. You know, you could probably, I don't know, it might be public domain by now. Could be. I don't know. I don't even know when it was written. Pearl Buck. Did she write anything else? We'll find out. That's why you've got your Cthulhu Chronicles notebook to write these things. Write them down. Write these down. The Good Earth. Three very easy words. This is a wonderful book. It's a great story. And even in the 30s, they made a wonderful movie of this book. I am shocked, as I said, that this has not been remade using all Orientals. I don't know. But whatever, through the years. And I think it's faithful to history in terms of the revolution in China and the stuff that went on there. But it's a fascinating and wonderful, wonderfully fascinating and fascinatingly wonderful. I guess I need to look for these adjectives. So here I was, and I had a couple of minutes as I'm going to watch this. And every time I watch it, this is amazing to me, but it always happens. There's always something in movies that I really like and can watch, these special movies I tell you about. Aside from the depth of field in terms of their themes, metaphors, allegories, allophores, and metagories. Aside from all that, there's one or two things in there, maybe three or four, you know, that relate to me personally and bring back memories or what have you. And it might be because the movies on my list span the entire history of movies. So, yeah, because there are good movies from 10 years ago and great movies from, you know, 70 years ago. But this one particularly because of the name of the lead actress. I don't often give names of people I know or knew. Once in a while I do. We talked about, Joe Federico. Where did he go? The child with the strongest human skull. I know you're laughing. I don't know. I didn't hear that. What do you think? I listen to you every week. But Louise Rainer, when I was in grade school, there was a girl in my neighborhood who went to my school. It's not my school. I didn't own it. You know what I mean? The school I went to, the grade school that I went to, I'll even tell you the name of it. P.S. 121 in Brooklyn, New York. It's still there, but you know how, things change. And obviously, somewhere in this world lives Louise Rainer. And when I first saw this movie version of the book, I had never known that there was a actress named Louise Rainer. But this is Louise Rainer. And that's the name of the actress. And I knew. How many people knew? It would be like this. It would, like, let's say you love the movie. Let's say you love The Godfather. And you say, you watch it, but you knew an Al Pacino. I'll kid Albert. That was Albert Pacino. He was in the grades with me. Grade school, high school, not college. That's different. And I cannot, because Louise Rainer had had a crush on me, and I liked Louise. I liked Louise. And there were others I liked better, but you know. And for some reason or another, I met her again later in life when I was a rock and roll guy out. You know, I was one of those guys. Met her at a place at a bar, and that's what I remember. Because I remember going, hey, you know, you're a lot different than you were in sixth grade. You know, it's, wow, that's way, hey, let's have something. But, you know, pint of beer over here, maestro. I don't know what that means. I just said it. So here I am watching The Good Earth. And what was my original path getting to this? It wasn't Louise Rainer, because then the rest of the day I couldn't get Louise Rainer off my mind. In fact, here we go, right? Well, that's it for that. Louise, I don't know. There are people who pop up here and there, but if Louise Rainer ever listened to this, or if she's listening to this now, live or lifelike, please, Louise Rainer, fcatolo@yahoo.com. Anybody can get me, fcatolo@yahoo.com, and we can talk. Email, you know. And I'll be, you know, I'm very, very liberal with sending people things. So if you say, like, I can lead you to the books and things that are Cotolo-like. And if it's somebody I know from a long time ago, bingo. I think I did that a couple of weeks ago, too. If people say all of a sudden, use bingo as the exclamation when they find something, because in the game bingo, that's what you yell. And I have no idea. And one day maybe we'll do the history of the game bingo. How about that? Applause? No. Can I see a display of hands? You should be washing yours, sir. My name is Frank Cotolo, the man whose name adorns the title of this show. We haven't even started talking about podcasts, but that's okay, because these are important things, and they're now. Whatever happens here is now. It all happens right here now on Cotolo Chronicles. JuicedTalk.com does not only archive Frank Cotolo Chronicles, it also has Savino Veritas, which will return in November. It was off for a while for any number of reasons. It's a long summer, Tom. But, you know, Tom's going to be on this show again. Tom, my old, long-time friend, and was one time a partner with me in businesses. and in comedy and in music. But we had, we're going to be releasing and for download, and we're going to do a show relating to our one time, our show, an hour long show called Dead Air from 1970. Oh boy. 4, 5, maybe 70 something. The ones, the show had a number of incarnations, but we're going to be playing the digital versions that's being digitalized. And I heard some bad news about it this week because, you know, tape, I don't know, you people who don't know about tape, but tape, audio tape, sound tape, turns out there were a lot of stereo problems with it and some of the tape, some of the splices. Do you people know what, you know what a splice, the word splice, in relationship to, I don't know if they call it that in digital connecting of pieces when you cut and edit, the splice was a piece of tape. Little piece of tape that joined two pieces, no, a little like scotch tape, I mean, you know, sticky tape that joined two pieces of audio tape together so that it would be, you know, if it was seamless, you wouldn't hear a crackle or anything. So, I heard some of those splices. Obviously, you keep, then, you know, in 40 years, hello, hello, and they're going to go. Bye bye. They're going to get cracked in. But, you keep listening for those advertisements about how you can hear it. Tom Savino will be on this show. And I think we're going to do one big long show again where we do Cthulhu Chronicles and go right into Savino Veritas, because Savino Veritas is on After Us Live, and anybody who wants to get it on the other stations, of course, can have it lifelike. It is also on, archived on Juiced Talk. That's Juiced. I know it sounds to some people like Jews Talk. It's not, and there are some people of Jewish persuasions. And the persuasions, by the way, were not Jewish. You don't even remember the persuasions. So what am I talking about? J-U-I-C-E-D, Juiced Talk, T-A-L-K. Also on there, the Artist D Show, the fabulous show, Artist D's fabulous show, up all night, Velvet Steel and me, Cthulhu Chronicles. So you can get those shows for nothing. We can listen to them there, download them, put them on your pod, and that's where we're going right now to talk about the iPods as we get to the top of the second hour of this Cthulhu Chronicles. I'm going to write, I see, as I'm thinking of these, I'm going to write the name of this other, I'm not going to talk about it because I'm going to do a whole show on it. Just wrote a title of another movie and we're going to talk about them one of these days. One of these days, as they come to mind. That's what I need to do. You know, I carry around a composition book. You may not have to because you're not a writer or what have you, but it's also good for, you know, information. You meet someone, they don't have cards. I don't know. People don't have business cards anymore, do they? I don't get business cards anymore. You get email addresses, text numbers, phone. Nobody gives business cards anymore to put in your wallet. Maybe no one has wallet. No, people have wallets, still have wallets. Hey, and you know, I'd gotten one of those Swiss wallets, you know, the clip, you know, it's a metal thing. No one can get through it. And when you put stuff in there, 25% more stuff than any other wallet or whatever. And then, you know, click, and in no time, the little clip broke and it was horrible because it broke. I couldn't use it anymore. So what do? I write to them, and who knows where they are located. They got an email, they got a name of a company, and they're gone. Maybe they made 40,000 of these Swiss wallets. I don't know. So you can't always get satisfaction from a product or something you buy. Yes, but you can get satisfaction by going to Amazon.com and buying for your digital device, whichever digital device, any of the number of books available there by me, Frank Tolo. So go on over to Amazon and get a book. Get Sweet Shepherd. Great reviews there too. So if you want an idea of what you want, and you can leave reviews. And that doesn't mean, I'm not saying good reviews. You can leave any reviews. You can say, I hate this. It wasted my time. But what's the redeeming value? It's $2.99. For God's sakes, if you bought a $15 book, you'd have something to complain about. But $2.99, I don't want to hear it. You could tell me you don't like it, but don't tell me you wasted your money, because $2.99 doesn't get you on the subway these days, even if you're in a town or a city that does not have a subway. What does a subway cost now? $5? I have no idea. So far away from the life I led, so far that if I went back, I wouldn't know what I had to pay for to go what where. Maybe 6 or 7 years ago, I went back to Brooklyn, New York. I was shocked at how much I remembered about getting around. I mean, by car. And there still was, and there was nobody trying, there was nobody texting or, although I would trust New York drivers texting. No, I'm not going to say that, but what I mean is if, you learn to drive in major cities where there's a lot of traffic, you learn to drive in New York. It's, I think maybe just New York. I know that. New York. Montreal, as far as I'm concerned, no one knows how to drive in Montreal. I don't know what goes on over there, but I can't say that because when I was there, and that was many years ago, maybe they've all gotten better. Maybe they drive so much better in Montreal. I'm sorry, Montreal people. I know I'm on in Montreal, and I love you, Montreal people. You probably drive better than those people ever did. But boy, that was one time that was a really tough city to drive a car because people, you won't, and I knew this not because I had statistics, but because when I was there, I would hear, I'd hear the, you, no matter where you were in the city, you'd hear all these things. Never heard that much in New York. But people who learn to drive in New York City, okay, one of the five, any of the five boroughs, specifically Brooklyn, which is the third largest city in the world, these people, you learn to drive, boy, you learn defensive and offensive very easily, quickly. Okay, why did I bring up the driving again? My name is Frank Atolo, a man's name. Oh, because, you go, yeah, so $2.99. Go get the books. Go. When you got a chance, and I know you have a chance, and I keep telling you about how I have a chance to do things. I find them. You got to stick them in sometimes, in between this and that. You got to do this and that. You go, well, there's 20 minutes in between. I'd better go do that in between, even though I didn't plan to do that. Go do that. So you can get Sweet Shepherd. Say what you want to say about it. Don't say anything. Just read it, like it, and not just that one. Man of La Mancha. With proceeds to forculture.com, which is another great place you need to go on your interweb. And you get on your interweb also on your phones. I don't have a smartphone. I have a little text phone. I told you, I'm one of these little older track phones, which has large numbers. And I'm just not, it's just too small. It's too small. If you could see, and one day we'll show you, I'll take a picture of the screen I have in front of me when I do this show, and how large, because we bumped it up. I had my son Ray bump it up to like the fonts are bigger than something. They're large, and I'd say bigger than. Why do I have to use, an assembly for that? Why, it's like a sign and a highway, or a highway sign. But it's there. I'm going to talk about podcasts in this second hour. It's been a long time. A long time on this show. Before there were podcasts, this show existed. And when podcasts came about, there was it was like a quake in the whole idea of broadcasting on the internet. It was a quiver and a quake and a shake and a rumble. The paradigm shifted. And the paradigm shifting because of what? Because of podcasts. Now, I don't remember the guy's name. It was Ilya Myokin or Ernest Wellcat. I don't remember. You can look it up on your interweb somewhere. The guy who actually called it a podcast. Because in those days, before there were phones, there were pods. iPods, which had X amount of space, a little bit, and you carry them around with you, and you put things on there, but in the beginning, it was just sound things. Not unsound things, crazy things, but I mean, just sound, audio. Hello, I said audio. And in those days, you would put on what you wanted, and of course, the sound was great. You had your earphone, earplugs, you put your plug in each ear, and you go about your business listening. And this guy from MTV, yes, he was from MTV. He was one of those VJs. I don't know. He came up with the idea of doing a show and then having people download it and put it on your iPods. Podcast. Okay, came from that. And just a brief history here now as we go into the second hour. My name is Frank Cotolo. A man whose name adorns the title of the show. It's Cotolo Chronicles. And I'm chronicling here. What am I thinking about? I'm thinking about this podcast thing. I'm trying to put these particular visions of what it was like then and what this meant. This was before most of the great, huge corporate people. This was when independents still ran the show here. And this guy came up with this idea, and suddenly people realized, because now every computer had a recording device on it. Yes, there was a time when it didn't. By the way, I want to suggest a movie, even though I'm not going to put it on my big list. If you haven't seen Steve Jobs with Michael Fassbender, see it. There's so many ways to see it now. Any movie. Oh, yeah. Okay. But this guy decided to do that, so he started a podcast. And this idea of this caught on to, it was like, you want me to say wildfire? You want me to say it caught on like wildfire? It caught on like pancakes? It's selling like hotcakes? It caught on like hotcakes in a wildfire. A wildfire that cooked hotcakes. And everyone on the face of the earth decided to have a podcast. I wish I had saved some of the podcasts. This is how ridiculous some of them presented. Some of these shows were just out of this world. But everyone decided to do a podcast. Now, a podcast was a series. So they didn't just do one podcast, and you know that from now, because you wherever you listen to what things you watch on cable TV, things you watch on your phone, things you watch on your interweb, on your desktop, laptop, big top, you know. But back then, in sound only, it was a series. My new podcast is out. Okay, that's once a week, twice every week, or once a month. But people did a series. This is how we found Kirk Brando, the digital slob had one of the greatest podcasts. He found us, we found them. But we were just doing a show like I'm doing now, a live show, and recording it and then posting it there somewhere for archiving. And their shows were shorter. But the point is, I'm trying to make, is that suddenly there were thousands of shows, and there were websites that were developed just to list the shows and send you to download them. And they were rated. It was like records in the old days, or now some kind of pop chart. iTunes chart. It was number one on iTunes for 33 weeks, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? A hit, download. And everyone but everyone and people came out of the woodwork. It was such a rage that there were articles about these normal people doing these podcasts in Time Magazine, Newsweek, News Time, Time Week, and on the Rolling Stone, Rolling Week, Time Rolling, Roll Time, all these places. It was news everywhere. There were still lots of magazines and newspapers back then. Hey, I'm not talking about back then. I'm not talking about when there were horses and carriages, kids. I'm talking about what? 9 years ago? 10 years ago? Maybe? I don't have the timeline. But podcasts came before. Anyway, everybody went nuts. There were no phones, iPhones then. And there was no, the only thing you could carry around was an iPod. And it had limited, there was a big controversy that, once you used up all the space, you had to buy another one. But let's not even talk controversy. Just talk the progress of this whole thing. Okay, here's what I'm getting at. The websites, and I don't know if any of them exist anymore, because I didn't look. Well, I was looking for podcasts. I found one place that has a list of podcasts, and it lists them in order of, I don't know, their numbers. Here's the best, and here's, based on what? I don't know, downloads? Whatever. I'm going to go to that website and talk about some of these podcasts that exist now in such a different way than they did back then. We're talking about, here's what we did. We took the copies of our shows, and we didn't edit them or anything. So we had a 2-hour show, and people who liked our show and we got a lot more listeners. I'm saying this because this is what happened. Other than just doing it live and recording it and posting it, a lot more people began to listen. Our audience expanded. Everyone's audience expanded. But so now we had incredible competition because there were 50,000 people. I mean, maybe 50,000, I'm telling you, who were doing their own shows, podcasts. Now, of course, you could download all the podcasts you wanted to and listen to them. And then you know, think maybe get a new iPad because time for water, because you've run out of space. But still, suddenly then we had more listeners, but everybody didn't listen. There were so many that we could not get any more popular than, I don't know, were we ever 1,000? Numbered maybe 600 at one point? And that would be only on one site. There were scores of sites that listed. And when you got a podcast, you wanted to get your podcast listed on all these places. Remember, replenish your precious bodily fluids, even if you don't talk like I do, for 2 hours. You know what I like? The squiggles? When you're recording something, there's the line and the measuring in volume. When I do this, it's great. I don't know if it clips or not, but the sound is so high. The lines. I love the lines of this. The crackling lines. Oh, crackling lines. Okay. There were pickle podcast. There was, Blue Star podcast. Everyone had a different number one, number 10, number 15. And I said back then, this is a great thing because it's helping us get more listeners. That's good. In those days, it was still good. That was when this show was coming out of Ampcast.com, which is the original live internet broadcasting station. Hello? That's where we all started. Not all of us, just a few of us, and most of us are gone, but that's my point. The point is, when we couldn't make it higher than whatever we were, 600 was ever high as we got, and there were 10,000. I'm serious. There were 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. But they, and I said, I'll bet anybody dollars to donuts and you buy the donuts that 5 years from now, all these people who really got excited about being stars and having podcasts, I'll bet you there's still a Cotolo Chronicles on somewhere, somehow, and a couple of other shows, which I knew about. And even though those people are gone anyway, the point is I'll bet you that we'll be, you know, the last show standing. These people are all going to be gone. They're not broadcasters. They're just catching on to this. Some of them were good. I'm not saying they weren't good. I liked some of them. And most of them were just rotten. But that's my opinion. You might have liked every single one and downloaded them if you don't even know what I'm talking about. Today, there are individuals who were not particularly broadcast stars and what have you, who do podcasts. But podcast is also a part of the regular brick and mortar radio and television media package. And there are pictures now, not just sound. And you don't use a pod. So it remains a podcast. You don't have an iPod. Who has an iPod? Hello? Does anyone out there have an iPod? Please contact me, fcatolo@yahoo.com. I know. Go to eBay, Frank, and see if they're selling them. I don't know. I don't have time for that. I just told you before and how long it took me to get a haircut. But I'm going to go to a place now and we're going to look at how many are there podcasts. I'm going to go to my what? I'm on my interweb. Do I need this right here? No, I could make a whoop. I could put that down there and I could move this over and I could go to my, where is my thing? I'll go to my Firefox. Huh? Can I, you know what? I could get out of my, let me get out of my mail here. fcatolo@yahoo.com. Anybody can get in touch with me. Sign out of here and I'm going to go to the window. Go to the window. Wow. Okay. You can go to Yahoo. When you go to the top, you know, it's just amazing. I don't know. I'm going to go to this. There's just so much. There's so much stuff everywhere. Okay, I'm going to this place. Stitcher. STITCHER. Stitcher.com. Whoops. Stitcher.com is a website. I'm going on that website right now. Now, Stitcher.com says, get the app, learn more, top shows, top episodes. How do I find the list? Ha! Huh. Get the free app. I don't want to really get an app. No, I want to see top shows. Here we go. I click top shows, and now I have a list, the Stitcher list. Now, you can go by genre, comedy, entertainment, news and politics, blah, blah, blah. Where you're able to see categories because God knows how important that always has been on the internet when it comes to, well, it's good. It's a good library. This is Stitcher and I have no idea why. I don't even know if Stitcher is like the top one. I don't know what is the top anymore, but Stitcher gives you it's got a top. Oh, I wonder how many get the Stitcher. I don't want the Stitcher app. Things just flow, you know that, right? You go to a site, and wherever you go on the interweb now, things pop up left, right? I know you could block the pop, but they still find ways to go, like, get the app, get the t-shirt, get the... And let's see, 24, 25, 26, 28. Good gosh, how many are there here? Well, in the top shows, it goes to number 100, just 100. And wait, and that doesn't mean that's all that are on here. Because there are categories. Let's just look at the top ones. And it's amazing to think how many of these have nothing to do with anybody who is just at home doing it. I mean, independent artists is what I'll call them. How about I call them independent artists? And these are the top ones. Here we go. Let's go down here and I'll make comment if I know or don't know any of this. Categories, all shows. Here we go. This is from the week of 10-10 to 10-16? Well, that's the latest? Yes. Wow. Okay. Why didn't they change? I don't know. Guess they don't have a new one. The number one podcast now on Stitcher. Learn more. You know, it says listen up here. How could you do that? Maybe we'll listen a little bit. I'll tell you what we did with one of the podcasts, if I remember. The American Life. The American Life is number one. I wonder if they have information about it. Let's see. If you click the American Life, let's see what happens. I click to the American Life, and this American Life, I'm sorry, and it goes to a page, This American Life, about the show. Well, here you go. From WBEZ Chicago Public Radio. God damn them. You see, they got a podcast. Don't get me started with public radio and the internet and the interweb podcast broadcast. Don't get me started. This is This American Life, the number one podcast here on Stitcher. Gives listeners touching. All right. Now I'm doing, that's editorial if I do that, right? Gives listeners touching, humorous and often unexpected vignettes of life in America. I already get you, right? Because why? Might be good. Might be educational in a way. Might be interesting. I think it stinks right off the bat. Because you know why? Because it's not raw. Raw comes from the people who do. Well, there aren't any more of them anyway, I guess, huh? I have a podcast. Other people go, yeah, listen to my podcast. I got a podcast. Everybody's got a podcast. But it doesn't matter anymore. Okay, let's move on to this. Fantasy Football Today podcast is number two. Fantasy Football Today. I don't know about this thing. I know that there's some of it has to do with gambling fantasy football, in which case it's a game where, you know, I don't know how that works. Only games and hobbies. You know, I don't even know. No, there's no way we're on here. There's no way. I don't know how they pick this stuff up. I'll find that out later and see if we could put Cthulhu Chronicles on one of these. Well, why? I don't know. I have no idea. Just to find out more about it. Number three, Radiolab. Radiolab. This one jumped up 12 spots last week. Science and Medicine. Let's go to that page. This is a number three show. Uh-oh, we got guys here. It's each episode of the Radiolab podcast is a patchwork of people, sounds, stories, society, and experiences, hosted by Jad Abramad, I don't know how to pronounce his name, and Robert Krolwich. Radiolab is produced and made public. Oh, WNYC Radio. That's New York Public Radio. It's 32 minutes. So there you go. Two of the top two in the top three are that. Who, anybody know Joe Rogan? Joe Rogan is the comedy one. It comes up number four this week. The Joe Rogan Experience. Now, I don't know Joe Rogan, but I'm going to go to this page and we'll learn about Joe Rogan. Who is Joe Rogan? Okay. From comedian, UFC commentator, and TV host. Okay, so he's a regular broadcaster. Joe Rogan. The Joe Rogan Experience is a long-form, in-depth conversation with the best guests from the comedy world, the sports world, the science world, and everything in between. Has he ever had any of the pioneers? The Artist D, Jiggy Jaguar, Frank Cotolo? Or many others around there? Has he talked to the Waskowitzes? Has he had any guests? No. Stitcher's comedy station. Oh, okay. All right, that's him. Joe Rogan Experience. I don't know anything about Joe Rogan. Maybe you do. Maybe we'll ask next week when Jeremy and Hannah are supposed to be here. Freakonomics Radio. Freakonomics Radio is number five. That it's society and culture. Most recent episode, In Praise of Maintenance, 42 minutes. Has our culture's obsession with innovation led us to neglect the fact that things also need to be taken care of? Bad English. Inspired by the books of the same name. Oh, okay. So there are books. You'll have to excuse me. I know that was happening. That's my dinner coming up on me. Again, available weekly on demand from WNYC Public Radio. Where's the innovation? Talk about innovation. Where are the, I don't know. Maybe I could, Newsy. News and Politics. Newsy is the latest news stories from Newsy. I don't know what is Newsy. Is that a, it doesn't say anything about them. Newsy is just, so we don't know who this might be. First U.S. service member killed near Mosul. Okay. I don't know. Newsy. It's a news thing. People like it. I don't know if that, Planet Money, business. This is number eight. Let's see where this originates. probably from, you got it, NPR. Well, you know what, NPR? Listen to this. And this is how I'm never going to get on this thing, by saying this stuff, right? Well, why should I kowtow to these people? What's it matter? I was here first. I was here first. Planet Money. I did see what? TED Radio Hour. This is not the Artist D, because that's TAD, T-A-D. This is the TED Radio Hour. It says Society and Culture. You can listen to this right on here. Oh, from NPR. Oh, go to hell. Maybe Stitcher has something to do only with public radio. Maybe I'm wrong about these are only Reuters, top news. We know Reuters, AP, Audio Wire. Okay. Sword and Scale, Society and Culture. Sword and Scale is what? This doesn't do with the Sword and Scale True Crime Podcast is an immersive audio experience. An immersive audio experience covering the underworld of criminal activity and the demented minds that perform the most despicable and unthinkable actions, providing that the worst monsters are very real. This sounds fascinating. It goes on for 62 minutes. Episode 77. Do you have any idea what number we're up to? If you wanted to say podcast, because how many, it's got to be over 100 or 2 years that didn't have any. Okay, forget about us. Everyone else has. So I don't know where this comes from, but they have a Twitter, they have a Facebook, and they have a website. So I guess this isn't a public radio thing. This is anyone. Let me make sure we're still recording here and everything's going. I get a little paranoid. No, it's okay. It's going. Here we go. Wait, don't tell me, Games and Hobbies, number 14. Oh, here's the PBS NewsHour. You got on, didn't you? News and Politics from PBS, the public, the pretentious broadcasting system. There, I said it again. Wait, don't tell me, number 14. Stuff You Should Know, Education's number 15. Here's Real Time with Bill Maher. It says comedy. And it's political comedy, really, and stuff, social comedy. Bill Maher is number 16. Now, look, Bill, you got the cable news show, After Hours, the YouTube thing, and then there's this. Why? Why are you here? I don't know if Bill ever would have come up. He probably would have one time, you know, when we were scouting for guests early on in the history of broadcasting on the internet, interweb, cybercasting. Whatever you want to call it, very difficult to find unless you got, you know, young people who were trying to make us want to get as anywhere I can perform or be interviewed. Okay. The Moth Storytelling. NPR. I'm not going to pass everything that's NPR. USA Today Talking Tech. Star Talk Radio. Science and Medicine. This is again, too, right? NPR. You know, I wonder, no, this isn't. This is Neil deGrasse Tyson has a podcast. Hello. Star Talk Radio. The Star Talk podcast features comedians, scientists, and celebrities discussing, okay, have they ever had? No, they have never had anyone on. We're not considered that. Nope. The Tim Ferriss Show. Lifestyle and Health. Here's Tim Ferriss. He probably knows all about health. Tim Ferriss, yeah, he is. He's a self-experimenter and best-selling author. Best-selling author. Now, sometimes I sound bitter, but I'm just making, important, expressive opinions about this stuff. Because, you know... Case Fire, True Crime, PRI's The World. I don't know what it means. I don't know how they make these particular spots. How does number 15 podcast get to be number one? You know, what's the gauge? How do they measure it? I don't know. A lot of criminal studies. Stuff You Missed in History Class. Reply All. The Pulse. Snap Judgment, number 33. Global News. The Bill Simmons Podcast. Okay. Sports. Okay. I'm going to. Go in there. Okay, Bill Simmons. Hey, here's Bill Simmons. He's on podcast. Not enough to have a show there. You Hewitt, News and Politics. This guy, see him on MSNBC. He's on at Salem. I don't know what that might be, the Salem Radio Network. Is it another network with just conservative hosts talking? I mean, you know, how the heck is it? You know, stations do this entire format. You know, we're concerned, we want the world this way. And then there's, religious stations. I'm on a religious station, The Light in Georgia. Go figure that one. The morning with Gordon Deal. Of course, here's the Morning Joe. What are they doing? You're on the TV and everything. WTF with Mark Maron. We all know how you, and we're not going to go there either. The Glenn Beck program. The Nerdist comedy. Ground Zero. Marketplace. Savage Lovecast. Radio to Dennis Prager. Listen to Dan Carlin's Hardcore History. Here's the Alex Jones Show. Here's InfoWars. You know, we've talked about that. Wackaruno. The Generation Wide Podcast. Serial. The Daily Fantasy Football Edge. Oh, wow. The Black Tapes. What is this? Pop culture, TV, and film. The Black Tapes. I wonder if you can listen to this. Is this what? Wait. The Black Tapes is a biweekly podcast from the creators of Pacific Northwest Stories. And it's hosted by Alex Reagan. The Black Podcast. The Black Tapes podcast. It's a serialized docudrama about one journalist's search for truth. Her enigmatic subjects, mystery. Dan, 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 dan. The search for truth. How to do everything. Lifestyle and hang on. Note to self. Society and culture. Society and culture. Business. Dave Ramsey. Anything. I don't know anybody. I don't know any of these people. And here I am, me, Frank Cotolo, the man's name adorns the title of the show. On for going on 20-something, 23, 24 years now, maybe. I don't know, maybe. No. Yeah, well, something like that. And nothing. Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Stuff to blow your mind. Science, a lot of science and medicine. Okay, 60 minutes. I love, that's the theme, so I love. The Church of What's Happening Now, comedy, tech news. See, this is it. You can go through it. Risk, storytelling, Science Friday. Now, about download. I don't listen. What happens if I hit listen? It's on there. Loading your smart radio. What am I listening to? Welcome to Stitch Overfit. Here, you see what I'm kidding? I'm not kidding. Listen to this now. And this is now. And it, cause podcasts are just part of the lexicon. It's part of the whole deal. It's okay. It says over 15,000 shows. You thought I was kidding you when this thing became a rage that there were 50,000 shows? Existing users sign in please or get the free app. Screw off. I don't want that. But if I went to, my Google, everything is so incredibly, wonderfully large. Wonderfully, incredibly large on this particular screen. I love it. My name is Frank Cotolo. The man's name adorns the title of the show. This is Cotolo Chronicles. Y2K plus 16. We're going towards 17. Amazing. We want to be there. I hope you do. Stay healthy. Maybe we should start listening to health podcasts so we can stay healthy and listen to those guys. I don't have time. When do people... Forget it. I'm not going to that particular... I'm not going there. I'm not going there. We have a half hour left to talk. And I can go off anytime I want to. I'm not these guys. But we should do that. Amen. Let's just go to... if I just went to comedy, how many would there be? Over 15,000 shows. If I go to comedy, Joe Rogan's number one, Real Time's number two, Mark Maron's number three, Murdist, two dope queens, USA Today punchlines. I can't even listen to these. You know, in the old days, you just take whatever you wanted to. Are there 100 of these? Death Squad, Tell 'em Steve Dave, The Woody Show, The Black Guy Who Tips Podcast, Fitzdog Radio. More stories of Jay Maher. Now, Jay Maher, this is what he wound up doing, a podcast. You know, a lot of these guys have wound up, like Tom Green. This is where they wind up. I'm not laughing at them. I'm sorry they can't get work. I'm just saying that everybody goes here like they did. And still, this is, see, in the old days, when this started the podcast, you didn't know any of these people. In other words, they were not in other words, in these very words, they were not already people that you could had seen in movies or see on television or guest stars or had a sitcom or did stand up on television. No, they were just people sitting around their home saying, I got an idea for a podcast. And those people, and I don't see any of them, none of these people, Jay and Silent Bob Gettle. How does Silent Bob do a podcast? Maybe some of this, oh, I wonder if some of this is video too. I don't know. But none of the originals, they're all gone. I was right, they're all gone. Or, let's go back to Google, and I'm going to search for another. I mean, I found Stitcher, but obviously, there are way more. There's got to be more than just Stitcher. Right? What do I do? I go up here and I onto Google and I go to, let's see, podcast pages. Oh no, podcast, what would I do? Menus? Podcast show listings? How about that? I can't even spell because of, I can't spell, but I didn't spell the word. Here, podcast shoe listings, not shoe. Show. Yeah, I know it's show, but I typed it incorrectly. Here we go. Now, here we go. Podcast show listenings. Please enter search. Here, I hit it. Now what? Podcastdirectory.com. Stitcher, okay. The definitive podcast directory list, Buzzsprout. Do you know, I didn't know this before now. Norton, if you have Norton, the save things, save stuff, there's a little icon that, and it says safe or not podcast directory. This particular website is safe. If it's safe, NPR launches a new podcast directory. Make terrible sounds. Is that holding a grudge? Yes. Thank you. My name is Frank Cattola, the man whose name adorns the title of the show. See, I ain't got nothing to lose, so it doesn't matter. I was there. They weren't there. They didn't want to be there. I'm still here, as the incredible Shrinking Man said. Now, I've done a show on that, and I'm writing it down. The incredible Shrinking Man. I've done a whole show on that movie and its meaning and everything. So maybe we'll find another one. Okay. But there's going to be other movies as we go along. So these podcasts, let's find, okay, programs A to Z. Oh, this is all NPR. The 50 podcast directories, propodder.com. I'm going to go there. Propodder.com. Helping you make a better, oh gosh, this is helping you make a better podcast. This is about making the top 50, about making podcasts. If you want to do a podcast, you got to learn how to do it and what goes on if you're not a broadcaster. Although I have no idea who you teach now that wasn't back in the day. I guess there, of course there are people who don't, but the old people, the old ones who were there during the first 50,000 onslaught, I don't know where they, okay. In identifying the top 50 broadcast directories, I slogged through countless directories of directories. That's what I'm saying, right? One thing I found they all had in common, crappy links, dead links, blah, blah, but have faith, the directory still had to exist. Podcast submission directory. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bookmark this because I'm sorry. There goes, you see, I'm hiccuping. Tom, okay, I did. I because I'm going to try to find, look, Canada Podcasts, Blueberry, you will need to create a free account, Blackberry Network, everypodcast.com. This place has this, and I just told you, propodder.com. Marketing, opinion, okay, tells you all these things, WordPress, monetizing, video reviews or whatever. But it does have a list of the top. Oh, some of these are here. Remember I said Pickle Podcast? It is still here. This is Podcast Pickle. That's it. That's the one. If I go to Podcast Pickle, I want to bet you that. Oh, you see what it says? Oh, want to start your own podcast? Blah, blah. What makes our service different from the other guys? This is completely different as it is. New to podcasting? Don't worry. Okay, but where is the list? Look at this. Look what they do. Look, you got to do a lot of looking, are you? It says here, full service podcast production, $595 per month. They will, $595 per month. This is got to be podcast pickle? Top? No, this is the podcast repairman. That's podcast pickle? Is now the podcast repairman? Examples of our work. And they're just selling. Oh. So there. Okay. Podcast.com. Looks like you'll need to be a member of Libsyn to get onto podcast.com. Podcast Station. Podscope. Podseek. Yes, Podscope, I think I remember. Let's see if that one has free podcasts on it. Boy, how, and connecting. This may not exist. When you go to a website and it just goes, connecting, no, it's not going because it says about blank. So there are still ones on here that have gone. There have, some of them have tanked. This we know now. And then videocast. Okay, podcast isn't a videocast. Podcast doesn't have a video. It's just a videocast, not a podcast. Okay, then. Ping your RSS feed. I never understood that. So The Lounge is an internet radio network that pushes their shows to mobile devices via their app. This isn't your standard fill-in-the-blanks directory. You'll have to submit an email. The pain. Oh, my goodness. Anybody on Skype? Want to say hello? Anybody? Hello? Anybody here? There's Jiggy Jaguar. I wonder what the hell he's doing. Right? What's Jiggy Jaguar doing right now? We can, let's, maybe we could do a, wait a second, let's call Jiggy Jaguar. What the hell does he do anyway? Where is he on? Let's call Jiggy Jaguar. See if he's there and then find out when we're going to do this other thing. Call Skype, call mobile. No, call Skype, right? Let's see if Jiggy Jaguar's there. Full. Jiggy Jaguar? Hello? Jiggy Jaguar? Hello? What? Jiggy Jaguar?
What's up, sir?
This is me, Frank Catolo. The man
How
is,
are you?
The man whose name adorns the title of the show right now live on your internet web radio thing.
Yes.
I'm doing this thing about podcasts, how they've changed and what happened to them and why, you know, and, I'm just getting sick here.
It's just wild. I just got done doing a television show, and now I'm doing a radio show, and I mentioned you tonight on the TV show, so it's kind of come full circle.
Unbelievable. I was going to email you before, but just because I saw you online there, and I got my Skype open, you know, on my new solid.
You call me anytime. It is like hearing from the Jesus of broadcasting.
You see this guy. You see, this is one of the things that gets me sick. You know, I'm reading the lists of these thousands of new podcasts, and these are all people who never, you know, they would never had anything to do with us back in the old days when we, you know, when this thing, when even when podcasts began. Do you remember the crazy shows and how many of them? And none of them were by people who were. You would know, right?
Yes, yes, and they're all and now it's all people who, you know, like this Mark Maron clown who refuses to come on your show even after I Twitter stalked this clown.
Well, there's all this Bill Maher, Bill Maher and the other guy, Jay Maher. Well, all the Maher's are on there, and.
including Mars Bar.
And yes, and you know, pretentious broadcasting radio's got all these shows, all these podcasts, those sons of bitches. And I'm not saying And I mentioned you. I said, you know what? Here's this guy's talking. He said, oh, really? Have they had anybody on from the original internet broadcasting world like you?
No.
Jiggy Jaguar?
No.
Been on? The Artist D been
no.
on? No, no one. No one. Me? Has anyone called me? Once in a while, people call me for a blog. But that's it. And it's not like I want to be on all these things. I'm just amazed at how the history of this is being... No one knows. No one knows.
Well, the one thing I think is funny, you know, you bring up PBS, and one of the things that I love to do is I love to kick the crap out of NPR.
Well, that's it. National Pretentious Radio. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
That is my favorite deal is the thing of, oh, what was it? Probably May. There was a story that came out that NPR, they had this, this app called NPR One.
Right.
And everybody and their brother was downloading it, and it was getting millennials involved, and there was all these young people getting exposed to NPR, and socialism, and all these things. And all the NPR stations, who were made up of old guys, you know, they all got together, and all the member stations got together, and they said, hey, we're not promoting this NPR app anymore. It ain't happening.
Really?
Because they're afraid that if people are going to listen on the app, they won't listen to the NPR station.
Yeah, well, hello. I mean, this is what's happening.
And so,
hello.
And so they got together and they said, we ain't promoting this app. And they issued all sorts of press releases and things to their people. And they said, hey, you can't promote podcasting. You can't promote podcasts. You can't promote the app. Don't get on the air and tell people to download the app. Don't do any of that. And then, and this is what's funny, last month, they signed a deal with iHeartRadio to promote iHeartRadio and to sell advertising space on iHeartRadio. And
that's
iHeartRadio is now carrying all the NPR stations. And iHeartRadio is also... which is what is so damn hilarious about the whole thing, is they are revenue sharing with NPR. So I'm sitting here thinking, wait a second.
Wow.
Wait a second.
Wow, wow, wow.
You have your own app. You could have all of the revenue from your app. Instead... you told all your people, we're not promoting that app. Then you turned around, signed a deal with iHeart to continue to prop them up away from bankruptcy.
Mm.
So now iHeart is sharing, is getting money for doing basically nothing. And I just try to rack my brain to figure out who are the idiots here and why.
You know what? You know, it's,
why would you do this?
You know, and they want everything. See, this is what I don't understand. And that's the imbroglio they're involved in right now, too. And the idea is this. I have a television show. It's doing very well on HBO, let's say, right?
Yes.
And then they go, well, wait a second. You can't just be here. You gotta get this on YouTube. You gotta get people to get an app so they could walk around and listen to it and watch it. And you've gotta have a pod, so you gotta have a podcast, a broadcast, an ass cast. I don't know everything else. It's ridiculous. They want everything. It's, and who is out there listening?
Yeah.
One way or another. Is there an entire audience of people?
Keep in mind here. Keep in mind here, Mr. Cotolo, is the situation with this whole thing. Like, for instance, okay, if you had a show on HBO and you wanted to, like you were saying there, you know, you go put it on the app and you go put it there and you go put it everywhere. There are people, and Glenn Beck is the perfect example of this, there are people who are not happy with just having what they have. Like, for instance, I'll give you an example tonight that we had. We did a show on Access TV in Salina, Kansas. And it was on Channel 21 on the cable stations. And it's going to get archived for YouTube later. Mm. And the big thing that everybody wanted to do was, we got to do Facebook Live.
Oh, right. I forgot about Facebook.
Oh, my God. We got to do Facebook Live.
Jeez, I forgot about that.
And I'm like, you have a cable channel.
Right.
And Glenn Beck is another perfect example of this. Glenn Beck loves Facebook. Oh, my God. The Baxter loves Facebook. He gets on Facebook Live. He does Facebook mentions. He does these things. Oh, my God. He's all over Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, you have your own television channel in Texas.
Yeah, it's an entire
you
network.
You have a national radio show.
A network, that's right. And there's a network they can go to. He's also syndicated on television.
You're pumped up about Facebook. Yeah. Oh,
I don't know where, has it come to the point where who are the audience? How many people are doing these, listening to this and doing all this stuff? I still can't get my head around the fact of there's a local station here that starts in the morning with a conservative guy screaming about things and doing local stuff, then goes to all the national ones, and it's just blah, blah, all day, the same thing, the same idea, and I'm going, why? Because it's free? Who is the audience? Huh?
I would rather have the local guy screaming and yelling than have what a lot of local morning shows around the country have become.
Well, there aren't
news and information.
There aren't a lot of local.
And basically what it is it's a guy that comes on and he talks about, you know, he gives the time and the temp and he reads the station ID.
Yeah, right.
And then he turns around and he says, well, we're going to go to the Charles Osgood Minute.
Yeah.
Then they go to the Charles Osgood Minute and they do commercials. And then they come back and he goes, well, welcome back. It's 9:14. You're listening to blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Let's go to the Mike Huckabee Minute. I'm like, what is that? That's not radio.
Right. You know what I noticed? I was telling my son, we were watching a couple of weeks ago when Saturday Night Live came back on for a season. And I said to him,
yes.
No, it's amazing how much of Saturday Night Live is not live anymore.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because they go to this little film and that little thing and this thing and that's on tape. But the radio thing is, the podcast thing is just amazing. It's just amazing how everybody has to be everywhere. Although, and I don't know, there are that many people everywhere. And and I don't know. I didn't think
nobody's
I would.
Nobody's in a centralized location anymore. See, like with you. You tell everybody CotolaChronicles.blogspot.com, and that's the website, and that's where we're going, that's what we're doing, and that's what we do. You're not telling people, hey, I'm on this Ustream thing, and that I'm also on this other thing.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem that I've gotten into over the years, is that I want to be everywhere.
See?
So.
See?
You know, and I think I've probably told you about the stick.
Mm-hmm.
The Brit stick,
right.
That we can go live on Periscope, Ustream, my app, Facebook, YouTube, all these things. Yeah, that's the thing.
Hey, while we're here, one of the reasons I was going to email you or get you on Facebook or whatever was to ask you if there's any, do you have any more information and we could also promote it because people might want to hear about the election night thing.
Yes, we are going to do the election night. It's going to be you. It's going to be me. It's going to be Rich from Thunder Lake Studios, formerly of Behind the Mic, is going to be our producer.
Oh, okay.
I've got Dan Perkins and Don Mazzella, who comprise the radio outfit Two Guys from Verona. They are going to be on with us.
Wow.
We're also going to have our mutual friend, Johnny Boy.
Yeah, John Matthews will be, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yes, Matthews will be with us. I'm working on getting Dr. Jack Carabelli from Lignet. He also works.
Okay.
I think he used to work for the CIA.
Hold on a second. Now we got this. Really, is a lot of people. We have a big cast here now. How does this thing work? You can't get a Skype thing with 20 people on it.
I'll give you a little bit of behind the scenes, the inside baseball, as they say. I don't know who's saying it, don't know why they're saying it, but dollars to donuts, and you brought the donuts, we'll get it going. But the thing is...
Yes. Go ahead.
And I hope you brought the donuts.
I got it.
But the thing is what we'll do is Rich will connect you and me and him.
Okay.
And then we will have an open line available that he will call Dr. Jack at some point throughout the evening.
Oh, good.
Maybe we can get Barry Farber on. Yeah, and then on my end, I'll have Don Mazzella and Dan Perkins on my Skype.
Ah, okay.
And they'll talk over my Skype, which will feed over into the Skype that Rich has for me, and that will go out to the world, as they say.
Wow, I have no idea how anybody, but I have people saying, hey, we'd like to listen in, but I have no idea. I tell them, well, I don't know when you can listen.
What we'll do is, as I will, what I would say is they need to check out your website, my website, and we will put links up, and we'll make it happen.
Okay, that's how we'll do it. So then as time goes, and we only have to, and in the next 3 weeks, we will let you all know what's happening. This should be a lot of fun.
It will be, as I like to say many times before, it'll be fun, fun, fun till daddy took the tea girl away. I still don't understand why my father is taking away transsexual women from me, but that's what's going on.
That, by the way, listeners, is a trademark. Don't go saying it. Anyway. You'll owe Jiggy Jaguar royalties. Royalties.
Sugarman Freud. There's the master debater, the cunning linguist, and the admirable alliteration.
Well, I'm glad you were there for this, this moment. I wanted to make sure I wasn't completely out of my mind because I'm going to some of those.
No. You are never out of your mind. Like I said, you are the Jesus Christ of podcasts.
Thank
my
you.
Friend.
I went to some of these old podcast, websites where they used to list the numbers and, some of them are dead and buried and I just went to one.
Oh yeah. Yes. Some of them have been sold off to Japanese search engine companies.
But I just went to one. I went to one where they say, hey, we can do your podcast for $595 a month.
Oh, so, I love those people. You and I get into conversations about that all the time.
Yeah.
These people who they don't know anything about podcasting, so they just go, hey, I'll give you money. You go book my guests. You do my audio for me. And all I got to do is just record it and send it to you.
It's amazing. It's amazing what's going on out there. This is a, these are very, very sad times.
These are very sad times. And all those people we just spoke about, I believe the technical term is charlatans.
Ladies. That's what, that's that wonderful book, The Magnificent Charlatan is about, that Long
John,
Long John Nebel's book. This is a Jiggy Jaguar, ladies and gentlemen, Jiggy Jaguar, and he will be a Jiggy Jaguar, as he calls himself.
That's right.
He'll be on.
Jignacious Jagway.
And, he's on here and there and everywhere, and we'll tell you about when he's going to be, we'll be doing that election night thing.
It will be election night on the net, and it will be fantastic. At the end of the night, we will have the answer to the question, and that is, are you an assassin or are you an errand boy?
Oh boy. And I never have to worry about, this. My show is the only show the NSA does not listen. Even the NSA doesn't listen to this show.
You know, what's funny about that is I went and I checked my over the summer, I was doing a lot of, Alex Jones conspiracy type, the government's coming to get it.
Sure, we've talked about
gimmicks. And, I went and checked my search engine stats and everything on I know that that's totally not the right term, but, on the website, on JiggyJaguar.com. And behind the country of Brazil, the number one person that listened to my show was the U.S. government. It said it right there. And I'm like, well, at least somebody's paying attention.
My gosh, isn't that something? Well, hey, the people get the government they deserve. And they get, and the government gets the radio
right.
Show that they deserve.
That's right.
Okay, Jiggs, go back to sleep or whatever it is you do. I'm going to let you go here and finish up my show for tonight.
Jiggy. Well, keep up the good fight, Mr. Cotolo, and I will talk to you soon.
Jiggy Jaguar, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, be in touch.
Thank you, sir.
Jiggy Jaguar. That's right. Who'd thought, right? See, this show is just completely off the cuff of all shows. It is not a podcast, but it will be available where? JuicedTalk.com. as we move into what is normally and still now the end of tonight's show live, you know, you can continue to you can catch it on Juice Talk. Frank Cotolo at Facebook, Cotolo Chronicles, .blogspot.com, 148.ca/, why is this yellow thing now highlighting? I hope we're going to get this one done. Maybe we'll end a little early just to get out of here and make sure it works. And that's what we'll do. Go to, where is it? What did I say? I said Amazon. Amazon, blurb.com, lulu.com. Write in, Frank Cotolo. Buy the books, download the books, and enjoy yourself. More things coming up as we move along next week. Maybe Jeremy and Hannah and a bunch of other things. So I think it would be, why not? Why don't we just end a little early and say goodnight? Say goodnight to all of you. Well, we've got, what am I looking to find here? Oh, my browser. I don't really need my browser, do I? Not now. Okay. That's it. Then we could just go, hello. Oh, I know what I'm looking for. A connection. Where are we at? Okay. We got about 2 more minutes left. The books, of course, I know you said land early and you got 2 minutes left. What do we got? We got, blurb.com, lulu.com, forculture.com to read in words, stuff about that I do. So stuff I write. We have a lot more coming up. The election night special. You heard Jiggy Jaguar tell you all the people we have and are going to have. What else? We'll have more stuff as time goes on. Okay. In the meantime, why don't we just hit this and get the heck out of here, right? Shouldn't be louder, should it? Yes. Oh, I hope we save this thing correctly. Da, 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 da. Ah, yes. I am, as you heard, I'm not here that one. I don't want to say that one. He said it. Jiggy Jaguar said it. I am not the savior of internet radio or internet broadcasting. I'm the bard of broadcasting, period. So all you people and all you podcasters and all you NPR people, let it go, all right? You got it. And, we'll be back when we're back. fcotolo@yahoo.com. Get in touch with me. I'll write back to you. I'll send you pictures and book links and things you'll like to do. Good night, Mrs. Ernstwell, wherever you may be located. I'm going to try and save this show, and you can go get it on at where? Yes, at juicedtalk.com. Stay with us. I'll tell you what, I'll leave you right now. Because, why? I have nothing more to say.